Two young men, one a high school boy, nephews probably, were going out of the room, crossing themselves. An old lady was standing motionless, and a lady, with her eyebrows queerly lifted, was saying something to her in a whisper. A deacon in a frock coat, resolute and hearty, was reading something aloud with an expression that precluded all possibility of contradiction. A young peasant who used to wait at table, Gerasim, walking with light footsteps in front of Pyotr Ivanovitch, was sprinkling something on the floor. Seeing this, Pyotr Ivanovitch was at once aware of the faint odor of the decomposing corpse. On his last visit to Ivan Ilyich, Pyotr Ivanovitch had seen this peasant in his room. He was performing the duties of a sick nurse, and Ivan Ilyich liked him particularly. Pyotr Ivanovitch continued crossing himself and bowing in a direction intermediate between the coffin, the deacon, and the holy pictures on the table in the corner. Then, when this action of making the sign of the cross with his hand seemed to him to have been unduly prolonged, he stood still and began to scrutinize the dead man. The dead man lay, as dead men always do lie, in a peculiarly heavy dead way, his stiffened limbs sunk in the cushions of the coffin, and his head bent back forever on the pillow, and thrust up, as dead men always do, his yellow waxen forehead with bald spots on the sunken temples, and his nose that stood out sharply and, as it were, squeezed on the upper lip. He was much changed, even thinner since Pyotr Ivanovitch had seen him, but his face, as always with the dead, was more handsome and, above all, more impressive than it had been when he was alive. On the face was an expression of what had to be done having been done, and rightly done. Besides this, there was, too, in that expression a reproach or a reminder for the living. This reminder seemed to Pyotr Ivanovitch uncalled for, or at least to have nothing to do with him. He felt something unpleasant, and so Pyotr Ivanovitch once more crossed himself hurriedly, and, as it struck him, too hurriedly, not quite in accordance with the proprieties, turned and went to the door. Schwartz was waiting for him in the adjoining room, standing with his legs apart and both hands behind his back, playing with his top hat. A single glance at the playful, sleek, and elegant figure of Schwartz revived Pyotr Ivanovitch. He felt that he, Schwartz, was above it, and would not give way to depressing impressions. The mere sight of him said plainly, "The incident of the service over the body of Ivan Ilyich cannot possibly constitute a sufficient ground for recognizing the business of the session suspended. In other words, in no way can it hinder us from shuffling and cutting a pack of cards this evening, while the footman sets four unsanctified candles on the table for us. In fact, there is no ground for supposing that this incident could prevent us from spending the evening agreeably."